Hello and welcome to Developing Perspective. Developing Perspective is a podcast discussing news of note in iOS development, Apple, and the like. I'm your host, David Smith. I'm an independent iOS and Mac developer based in Herndon, Virginia. This is show number 84, and today is Friday, September 28th. Developing Perspective is never longer than 15 minutes, so let's get started. All right, so this is actually going to be a pretty short episode. It's just kind of, I was getting into work today, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, you know, I really just should just tie off the first part of the arc of building this weather app with a bit of a celebration. So yet last night, about, whatever, 7, 8 o'clock, I submitted my weather app, Check the Weather, to the App Store. And the reason I bring that up, A, because that's kind of exciting, and I've hopefully been following along for the last month. And if you haven't, that's kind of, I'm talking about over the last probably 10 episodes or so, I've talked about the process I've been going through of building a weather app. But the reason I wanted to do an episode, though, is because it struck me about how something I've said a couple of times that I wanted to emphasize, it's the importance of celebrating shipping. Because so much of what the process of building something, it's easy to get wrapped up in the minutiae of it, the actual process, it's like getting this performance tuned, making the icon look right, lining these pixels. Like, you can get really deep in the weeds and kind of lose sight of what you're doing, that you're crafting something that you're trying to send out into the world. And so it's important, I think, though, that you celebrate that when you actually finish it, that when you finally let go, when you finally, you know, sort of pry your hands off something and say, you know, it's good enough. I think it's great. I think people are going to like it. I think it's useful. And you send it out into the world, I think that's an important thing to celebrate, to have a party about, to do. And so it's like last night, I was all ready, got my build set up, and I went home. You know, it's still sitting on my computer. Got my family together. We had a great dinner. You know, it's like my wife made an amazing dinner for me. We had a little sort of a little fancier than normal. And then, like, I got my family together, and we celebrated that I was sending this out into the world, and actually had my 3-year-old son hit the button, you know, in Xcode to actually say submit. I don't think he really has any idea what's going on, but I wanted to make it a family thing. I want us to celebrate that this project I've been working on is done and is now in the world. And I think that's often something that I've neglected to do at my own detriment before, that I'm not quite as celebratory of these things, that it becomes sort of, oh, it's just my job, whatever, I'm just doing it. Because ultimately, that's demotivating. That's not what you want to do is you want to make it exciting when you ship, because that makes it exciting when you make something. And especially because the first phase after something's released is often a rough phase. Like, you're putting it out, and you're going to show the world something that you've been working on, something that you've been excited about. And more likely than not, many people aren't going to like it. Many people are going to say, oh, I don't like it. I wish I did this. I wish I did that. Maybe you should change it this way. And that can be kind of rough. And so when you're kind of in this nice place where it's only happy thoughts, like, yeah, it's waiting for review. It's out in the world. It's getting ready. I can focus on some marketing things and getting, you know, that side of things ready. But ultimately, you know, my initial job is done, and I've built something from, you know, sort of like I created it. It, you know, it was the project didn't exist a couple weeks, you know, whatever, about a month ago. Now it does. Now it's something that's going to be, you know, hopefully seeing the light of day pretty soon. And so that's kind of exciting. And I just wanted to say that just to encourage everybody that that's the goal. The goal is to ship. And then once you ship, to celebrate that as an accomplishment, that it's something that's not, it's not nothing. And if you think about it, I mean, there are a number of projects that never ship that for whatever reason, for some of them, some good, some bad. But just because whenever you arrive at that place where you actually do ship, you want to party. You want to have a good time hitting submit. And then, of course, the funny thing with the app review process is you submit, yay, all exciting, and then you wait. In my case, I'll be waiting until probably October 17th is my hope, and that's my launch date. But it's just kind of a funny thing because you have all this excitement, build up, and then it's like binary has been received, waiting for review. It's like, okay, well, a little anticlimactic maybe. But anyway, that's all I really want to talk about today. Like I said, it's a pretty short episode. Thank you for indulging me for it. But I just wanted to say it's exciting when it happens. And if you're working on a project and when you get to that point when you ship, you know, get your family together, get your friends together, whatever. Make a big deal about it. Like, I had a friend who shipped an app recently. It's like I took him out to a steak dinner. Like, we made a big deal about it because it is a big deal. You know, it's sort of like the journey rather than the destination is the important part. It wasn't necessarily that the app does well, the app does poorly, like, that's something for a worry for another day. The importance is that we've accomplished something. You know, that which was not in the store before is now here. And that's, as a developer, that's what we celebrate. That's what we are constantly striving towards. And so it was exciting. So that's it. I hope you guys have a great weekend. We write some good code, start some new projects. I'll be talking a little bit about marketing probably over the next couple of episodes, and then probably switching back into the normal flow of sort of show topics and things once this arc kind of wraps up a little bit about the weather app. So if you're getting a little bored with the weather app, I'll probably be moving back to some normal stuff. As always, though, if you have questions, comments, concerns, and as I'm heading into that season, if you have thoughts about the show, things you'd like to hear about, sometimes these things I've been wondering about, like, do I want to make the show head in a direction that's just sort of this so developer-focused, or do I want to ease it back a little bit, make it a bit more, you know, sort of general about just things I'm interested in, you know, Apple news or technology, or it's like funny, I think about, you know, it's like things that I enjoy, like drinking coffee and how I make it, and, you know, sort of hobbies or things. Like, you can take a lot of different directions. So, you know, the best way is just give me some feedback. It's always helpful. Either, you know, you can email me. My contact information is on the website, developingperspective.com, or you can get me on Twitter. I'm _David Smith. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Happy coding, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.